This is The Fish Fry on 89.3 FM, KCUR.org. I'm Chuck Haddock. Sure, it's nice to be here with you this evening, and awfully good to have the company of Chubby Carrier. He's in town tonight at Knuckleheads, and rocking the joint out. He's got a brand new CD, a tribute to his father, Rockin' with Roy on the Swampadelic label. And Chubby, good to have you back here, man.
Chuck, it's good to be here, man. It's been a long time, and it's so good to be with you, man. This is great.
We're just reminiscing about how I've been on the air for now for 25 years, over 25 years, and you've been on the road for 24, man.
Yes, indeed. It just seems like yesterday that I was sitting in this studio talking with you, man. It's just crazy. I mean, where does the time go, huh?
I know. Only those days you're playing at the Grand Emporium. This new CD, you lost Roy earlier this year. This new CD is in tribute to him.
I lost Daddy 2 years ago.
Oh, it's 2 years ago.
It's two
okay.
years ago now that I lost my father. But what it is about, you know, an artist thinking about what CD to make, what music to make next. My fans start coming to me and goes, you know what, man, your daddy's gone, but he's not forgotten. And his music is surely not forgotten. We need you to go ahead and just do something about it. Put some of your daddy's music on your next album. So the fans come to me and approach me several times asking me. They said, man, we got to do something about this. And I was thinking in the same breath, what I'm going to do next for an album. I don't know what to do. Do your daddy's music. Do your daddy's music. Because your dad, and of course, his music lives inside me, man. It's in me. And I said, wow, that's a good idea. I never thought about that. So the first four songs that I did on the album is my daddy's songs. And this is kind of a tribute to my daddy.
You know, it seems to me that Zydeco is one of the music styles that, more than most, where the tradition is passed on from father to son. You know, think about Rockin' Dupsy Jr. And, you know, there's a number of artists like Gino Delafoos.
C.J. Chenier.
C.J. Chenier, yeah. Although he did it reluctantly, from what I understand.
Rockin' Dupsy, all those guys. You know?
How did your father, how did you come to pick up that torch from your dad? I mean, because you did it when he was still around. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was in mom, man, I was ready to pop out and play an instrument, you know? And the thing about it, for all of us that's in my family, we had a lot of musicians in our family. And my mom grew up in a Baptist church. So you can imagine the gospel. Daddy played blues guitar. My grandfather played the accordion. So we had Zydeco blues and gospel in the house. I mean, I was surrounded around good music. You know, how could I not become a musician? I'm surrounded around it, you know? But Daddy played all these instruments, and he had them at the house at all the time. And my grandfather used to teach me songs on the accordion. But as a kid, I wanted to learn more. So I tried drums, bass guitar, the lead guitar. But that accordion did something to me. Once I strapped that thing on, it become a part of me. And of course, my grandfather played the accordion. My dad played the accordion. And now I'm the third generation that's playing the accordion. So it's in the blood.
Keeping the tradition alive, Chubby Carrier, tribute to his father, Rockin' with Roy. When you come to Kansas City, when you go to Knuckleheads, do you feel like your home?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time. I've been, you know, Grand Emporium gave my first shot, of course. Everybody else did. I mean, that was the first time I got a shot to come to Kansas City. Roger Neighbor brought me there, and I've been coming for many, many years. And Spirit Fest is what made me. You remember Spirit Fest?
Yeah, sure.
That's what got me, I think, a lot of the fans to see who I was, because playing in front of that many people, it gave me so much, I mean, everything. Introduced the world to Zydeco right there at Spirit Fest, because a lot of time they had that, and they had the Kansas City Jazz and Blues Festival too at that time.
Right.
And got to playing on those festivals, and man, that just did some great exposure for me. And ever since then, I mean, that's it. Zydeco and Chubby Carrier was born in Kansas City.
How you know, you've been on the road now for 24 years, and how have things changed on the road for you? I mean, you're just traveling and the whole experience of going out on the road. How have things changed since those early days?
Very, very drastically. I mean, it didn't change a whole lot to where, too. Like, when you're fighting to find a decent Friday night on the road, when I used to play seven nights a week on the road, these one-nighters, night after night after night after night, ain't no such thing as that anymore. As the economy was slowly changing, and you could see everything dropping off. Record sales, people wasn't going out as much anymore, you know, being very cautious about how they spend their money. Because I used to be a person that used to go out seven nights a week. I mean, honestly, because if that was a good band, I was going, you know. But not anymore, man, not anymore. Now we got to save it for, let's see, Tab Benoit Friday night, Chubby Carrier Saturday. Oh, my God, toss it up in the air, you know? So as we picking and choosing our gigs now, a lot of it don't come really together like it used to be. I'm glad we got good people like Suki over there in Topeka, Kansas, to pick up the pieces, because if not, I'd have to make a trip up here for a Saturday night only in Kansas City, because there's no other places to stop and play.
Yeah, kind of the circuit kind of fell apart after the economic downturn.
Yes, it did.
Well, how things in Louisiana? You mentioned Gino Delafousse is playing like four nights a week down there.
Yeah, and it's not room for everybody. And Gino is one of the fortunate bands that's going to be able to do that, because he left the road and he got tired of traveling, and he just said, I'm going to circle around Louisiana for a little while and see what happens. Because at one time we had so much Zydeco, he had to leave. We had too much Zydeco in Louisiana. And that's what happened to me. I said, man, I'm not going to try here and compete with this. I'm going to take it elsewhere. But I was one of those determined musicians that wanted to take Zydeco and introduce it to the world. That's what was my job. That's what I wanted to do. And not conquer it. I just wanted to introduce it to the world. Because this music here is good music. It's great music. And I want people to hear that. And my daddy, I remember when I told him the first time I was leaving, I said, Daddy, I decided I want to just get out of Louisiana. He said, what are you doing? You moving? I said, no, I'm not going to move. I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to get me an agent, and I'm going to travel all over the world and spread the Zydeco gospel. He said, oh, you out of your mind? I'm going to stay here on the farm and feed the pigs.
That's a great story.
That's a true story. And he never thought, because Daddy was a country boy, and he never traveled a whole lot. He worked on the farm. Then he started working in the oil field business, you know. But he never thought. He said, son, nobody know nothing about Zydeco music in Kansas City and St. Louis and all these places. I said, well, Daddy, only one way for them to find out. I'm going to go take a test, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to introduce the world to Zydeco.
As long as you got the radio, you're cool, man. You know, that's the main thing, as you well know. Well, you know, your father's, he was involved in the Offshore Lounge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You had a club called the Offshore Lounge.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
And that's how that song came out, man. Daddy used to have a club called the Offshore Lounge, and he talking about working offshore. He got hurt. He got injured. He couldn't work offshore anymore. So he says, I'm going to run the club and stay here full time, because I'm not staying in the house full time. I just can't. I'm not a house body, you know? And he had to be doing something. So he decided, I'm going to run my club. You know, which club business was good, because there wasn't that many festivals back then. And he started running this club. But he came to me, and on Thursday night, he said, we're going to start a jam night. A jam night. Zydeco jam night. Because all the musicians were off on Thursday nights. We all worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but never on a Thursday. I said, man, a Thursday? People got to work, Daddy. And he said, let's give it a shot. We started early, 7 o'clock. People get there, man, slowly but surely. And as it was growing every weekend, every musician was hearing about it and spreading the word. Go to Roy Carey's Club, the Offshore Lounge Thursday night. Man, we had the best time of my life. As a matter of fact, that's how Bojack got started. Bojack was this, he used to work in, he was a welder. But he would come sit in with us, you know, at the Offshore Lounge. But Daddy told me one time, when I was playing drums, and he said, hey, man, I just found my woman doing the Zydeco with another man.
It's like the Fade Dodo, right?
That's what I'm saying, like that, you know? So that's how that song came about. But Bo Jacques would sit there and watch us, and he said, hey, man, can I come play a song or two, you know? And Daddy said, yeah, this is what it is. It's a Zydeco jam. So Bo Jacques fell in love with that music, and he started borrowing my daddy's accordions and going out and playing his own gigs. But Daddy saw him one time. He says, Bo Jacques come knocking at the door one night, and he says, hey, man, I finally got a gig with my band, but I don't have an accordion. And Daddy said, and what do you want me to do? And he said, can I borrow your accordion? Daddy said, let me see your hand. And he opened his hand, because he was this big big guy. Yeah, yeah. And his hand was about like this. And Daddy said, no, you're not borrowing my accordion. His hand was that big. And he said, you ain't going to pull my accordion apart, man. But eventually he did. He gave Bojack his first start, you know, at the Offshore Lounge. And a lot of people got their starts there, man. Gino used to come jam there. Keith Frank. Daddy was like we call him, before Richard was the Grand Ole Opry of Zydeco, Daddy was kind of like the Grand Ole Opry, because you get all these players and all these stars and all these guys from the Zydeco and Cajun Field coming and playing on Thursday nights. Got their start there on Thursday nights, you know? What a blessing. I miss those days.
You know, it sounds like that's some fond memories. Mm. And then he found his woman doing the Zydeco with another man.
That's what it is.
Sure is nice to have you coming by, man. It's like old home week, man. And thank you for sharing those wonderful stories.
I'm just in awe right now. I mean, it's been that long that you and I sat like this face to face. Wow, man, I tell you what, meeting fans, you know, throughout the Midwest, and last night I met a person that was just talking to me and met me here at the Grand Emporium 20 years ago, and we were reminiscing on how the time that he walked in and he seen the people just smiling, dancing, sweating. You know, you put it on go and you kept it on go.
Well, you know, you said your grandfather played the accordion too, played Zydeco too. Mm-hmm. How is his music different than your music?
Back in the day, my grandfather spoke French. They were Creole French people. And a lot of time they spoke French, sang their music in French. You're going to hear a lot of traditional. That's what we call considered traditional Zydeco, because they sang every song in French. To where, too, when Daddy came up in the 70s, early 70s, he sang his songs English, French, but he added in the blues. My era, 77, 78, I came in singing French, singing blues and disco and funk. That's Chubby Carrier's era. You know? So now that's a combination. That's like a recipe for a good gumbo, right?
Hey, you know, there's no wrong way to make gumbo.
No, not at all. Because, you know, at my house, everybody tries a little something different.
Does your mother still make a hot sauce?
Mom used to make a killer hot sauce. It's funny.
That's part of your show now, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, my uncles were the worst, was the cooks, and my dad. Those guys would get together and do a wild game cookout. And I tell you, I couldn't wait till Friday nights. Talking about the fish fry, I couldn't wait till Friday night because somebody would be cooking up something good up in the house. Something cooking in the kitchen and it smelled pretty good. You know what I mean? Because those guys sit there and they try to outdo each other. Well, this is what I did with the sauce. This is how what I added into the sauce. This is my ingredient. And everything that came out was different in the same food now, but it all tastes different. I love that. I love it.
Oh yeah, you know. You think there's so many different ways to make gumbo. Being not from that area, I was foolish enough to walk up to a guy and go, "Well, what's they had gumbo yaya?" And I said, "What's gumbo yaya?" And he goes, "Well, it's good gumbo."
You see what I'm saying?
And then they have the pheasant andouille gumbo, and it's just killer. You know, it's just unbelievable. They use a brown flour for the roux.
For the roux, of course. But that's what you're saying about the Zydeco. How's it different with your grandfather, your daddy, and you? Every bit of it was different because we add our own ingredient. And that's what when I came up in the 70s with the funk and soul, talking about James Brown earlier, I'm growing up to this music. I'm going, wow, I would like to incorporate that sound into Zydeco. Take it to the next level, right? Because that was the 70s, man. I said, well, Daddy, Granddaddy did it with all the French music. You did it with the blues. I'm going to do it with funk and rock and roll. You know? That was my era.
That's his gumbo.
That's my gumbo.
All right. Listen, Chubby, I know you got to get to the gig tonight. And thank you so much for stopping by, man.
Man, it's a pleasure. It's been too long, and I'm glad to see you, man. And thank you for what you do, because let me say something right quick. Without you, there's no Chubby Carrier. I mean, you let the world know about me by playing my music on your radio station. I appreciate that. I really do, from the bottom of my heart.
You know, it's a hard job, but somebody got to do it, man.
Man, I'm glad you chose to do this, because there ain't many that's doing it.
All right, let's, as Bo Jacques used to say, done it. Let's hear Whiskey Drinking Man, Chubby Carrier. He's in town tonight, rocking the joint at Knuckleheads. Chubby, thank you once again for stopping by.
Man, thank you for having me, my friend. Thank you.